And now your Federal News Radio DOD report, mornings at 40 minutes past the hour. Now, we've all heard that the first impression is the most important one. One component of the Navy is getting kudos for staying true to that adage. The Naval Sea Systems Command's year-long onboarding program offers seminars and even lessons in business etiquette to new employees. It earned a Human Capital Management Defense Award at a recent HR conference of the same name. Manager Emily Grauweiler described the program to us.
What we wanted to do is give our new employees who are coming into NAVC a high-level overview of what NAVC does, what they need to know, and provide them with that first good impression of what it is to be a new hire at NAVC.
So this is civilian and uniform, or mostly civilian-oriented?
Mostly civilian. However, military is more than welcome to attend.
And you might want to review just briefly the range of activities that NAVC does do.
We build, buy, maintain ships, submarines, and combat systems for the Navy. Here at the Washington Navy Yard at NAVC headquarters, there's approximately around 3,500 employees.
So who are these types of new recruits coming on, and what sort of things are you trying to tell them and put them at ease, set them off on the right course?
Well, the new employees can range from logisticians to HR special or human resource specialists, engineers, financial management. We have interns that come in, so the types of individuals that we hire go across the board.
Do you get people that are new in their career as a rule, or do you get a lot of experienced people?
We have new employees that come right out of college that go right into our intern program. We have retired captains from being in the Navy for 20-some-odd years that have decided to continue on in a civilian Navy career. We have contracting converts, so it varies. But we do have a place for everybody as long as there's a need.
What was your motivation for creating the onboarding program in the first place?
4 or 5 years ago, NAVC realized that they needed to focus on the first impression that we gave our new employees. It was more than just, here's your cubicle, here's a computer, here's a phone, and some manuals and correspondence that you should read. So the team decided to create this onboarding program. Now it's changed a lot in the years that it's passed, from how many days it's offered to how often it's offered. Today it's 2 days, all day, and we host it biweekly. So every time we have new employees that come in, and what we do is we talk about what NAVC is, what they do. We do the mandatory training. We do ethics training. We cover what NAVC's different field activities do, and more importantly, try to really help them find out where they fit in NAVC's organization. Every 2 weeks, we have the different presenters come in and subject matter experts that present what they do and kind of just make sure that it's a well-run program.
We're speaking with Emily Grauweiler. She is the onboarding program manager at the Naval Sea Systems Command. And do they get a chance to see some maybe hardware, like a ship or a submarine?
We look at onboarding being a year-long process. So what we do is we have different modules set up throughout the year. One of them is called Meet the Fleet, and it's exactly what it says. We take our new employees down to the Norfolk Naval Station in Virginia, and we allow them access to meet the fleet, meet the sailors, see the different ships, submarines, take tours to see what they do, whether they're a logistician, they're a financial person, if they're an engineer, every little bit counts. So by bringing them down to meet the fleet, we kind of hope that they'll have that aha moment of what they do matters to the Navy.
You also give them lessons in business etiquette. Is that right? And what sort of lessons are there?
In NAVC, we have another program called post-onboarding, where we take a deeper look into the NAVC organization by bringing in the different program executive offices, as well as do a business protocol and etiquette. And if you're familiar with the military, you know that they kind of have their own way of doing things. So when you're working at the Washington Navy Yard, you're seeing military in different uniforms. You'll see them. They just have a different, I don't know what the right word is.
protocols.
Yeah, they have a different protocol. Exactly. Hence the point of the training. So we talk about, you know, what it means at ODARC 30 or why they wear different uniforms during the summer or why you can't just go up to an admiral's office or, you know, it's trying to mesh the civilian-military interface within the NAVC organization.
So you've had this program for a while. What sort of results are you seeing?
We've been able to hire people nonstop for the past for at least 4 years. People are staying. People are becoming taking training, going back to school. So, and NAVC really supports that.
And I guess the admiral is glad nobody's barging in his office anymore.
Absolutely. It just goes back to that military-civilian interface where, you know, there's protocol and etiquette. You know, there's a president of a company. Well, we have an admiral.
What advice would you give for other agencies, civilian or military, that want to get started in this kind of onboarding process to get started?
Make sure you surround yourself with a good team. I mentioned in the beginning, our onboarding process here at NAVC wouldn't be where it is without the people that help support us, from the SCSers to our presenters that come every 2 weeks, to our HR specialists that do all the paperwork, to the subject matter experts that come every 2 weeks as well, that really work and brief and meet the new hires. It's the group that we have that work on the onboarding program that really make it so successful, and I think that's what the core pillar would be.
You sound like a good ambassador for that program.
I'm very passionate about it. I'm very proud of the program. NAVC's done a really great job. They continue to change with times. It's not just a two-day you're in, you're out. You know, NAVC really does care about where their employees are going and what they do.
That's Emily Grauweiler talking about the onboarding program for new employees at the Naval Sea Systems Command. It earned a Human Capital Management Defense Award last month. Check out our complete coverage of the HCMD conference at federalnewsradio.com. Your search term, HCMD. And by the way, ODARC 30 means after midnight, but before sunrise. Tune in for your DoD report mornings at 40 minutes past the hour on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.